Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast on Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And you got us all today. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. We're just off the fields from day 8 of training camp. And fitting that we're all here today because there's a lot going on in this practice. A lot of exciting things,
I thought so. Andy didn't.
Well, he always has to be difficult, doesn't he? Why didn't you think it was a good practice?
Give my honest opinions.
You didn't think
it
was a good practice?
I thought it was kind of lackluster. I thought it was still a little bit sloppy in a lot of areas.
Well, I'm saying it was high execution level.
I didn't see the energy that I saw, like, Tuesday.
I'm not talking about the caliber of play. I thought there were a lot of things going on today.
Yeah.
That's all.
I must have missed him. I was
dozing.
Wow. Mildly bored.
20 seconds into the podcast, we're already at each other's throats disagreeing
about
what happened today.
We started the disagreement before the practice.
But as has been the norm throughout this camp, just one practice today. It was an afternoon affair, full pads under overcast skies. Not too oppressive a day until we actually had to go and talk to the players afterwards. Tom Brady was one of those who talked. We get to his sound bites later. But guys, what were your... We'll start with Paul since he has the more positive view of this practice. What did you think? What stood out to you today?
Yeah, no, it wasn't necessarily. I sort of agree with Andy in terms of execution. I thought there was some ragged play, especially offensively. Again, we continue to talk about the offense is a little bit ragged, for lack of. At one point, Belichick even kind of got into it early in practice with Brady, trying to get him to, you know, I guess, get more on the same page, get things quicker, get the tempo picked up a little bit. So I don't think the execution was great. I just thought there was a lot of different things to watch today in terms. There was some guys missing, some important guys missing.
Very important guys.
Albert Haynesworth didn't practice. Mm-hmm. Brandon Spikes didn't practice. So there's some different
Not
personnel.
Not just in practice, but weren't actually on the field.
Yeah, so there was
they weren't with the rehab guys.
Different personnel on the field, and that, to me, was interesting to watch. And I spent a lot of the practice watching Nate Solder today.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing left tackle with the group that includes Logan Mankins, Dan Copen, Dan Conley, and Sebastian Vollmer.
With Tom Brady taking snaps.
With Tom Brady under center.
They went first usually in most groups,
right.
In most drills.
One might say that, Andy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I thought at times he looked really good, and at other times not so good. And
so he looked like a rookie.
Yeah, Dante talked to him. So that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. There was a lot of different things I thought going on. I didn't think that he went out there.
Not all of it was great.
Yeah, I didn't think he went out there and dominated it. Is it to say that was a great practice? So from that perspective, I sort of agree with Andy.
Okay, and your thoughts now, Andy, on what you saw.
I was more interested on defense today, especially with some of the guys out, Haynesworth out. Kyle Love kind of slid into his role.
Were there any, say, younger players, undrafted guys who maybe stood out to you?
Yeah, but I need somebody to tell me his name. He's from Rutgers. Lavassier, past the Lavassier.
Aaron Lavarius?
I think so, Lavarius. Number 60 in blue, number one in your hearts, if you're keeping track of the undrafted free agents who could make this team. Working with a group that included Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, those
and
types
Kyle
of people.
Coincidentally, those guys often went first, didn't they?
Yes, and I thought that was very interesting at defensive end,
just to
getting
let you know,
the rotation.
6'3", 248, so a guy that certainly would be in that mold for one of those hybrid spots, and right now it's defensive end because that's what they're doing.
And I thought that was interesting. I thought Dane Fletcher filling in the middle for Brandon Spikes, who was not out there, was interesting. I thought some of the rotations at cornerback were interesting. I saw some groupings that included guys like Chung, McCourty, but didn't include Lee Bodden, had Butler and Arrington in the mix there.
Butler,
as
I thought, had another
packages.
Good practice.
And Lee Bodden got a little banged up, I think. Saw him working with the trainers late in practice. Not sure if that had anything to do with the rotation, but I thought there was a lot to watch on the defensive side of the ball today.
Back on offense for a second, I thought they did us a good favor of doing a lot of the running game, full-speed drills, team action right in the end zone in front of the media tent. So we got a pretty good look at some of the goal line plays. The referees were there, not really calling any of the penalties that
no.
we saw most of the time.
Frickin' false start that just on Lee Smith. They just flat-out missed, and Belichick had to call it and send him to do a lap. Dane Fletcher saw it from the defensive side of the ball. Belichick saw it from behind the play, but the guy who's standing looking straight down the line didn't watch the tight end who moved.
And, Paul, I know you said you took a substantial amount of notes today.
I did. On that same drill, and Andy and I talked about this after practice, Stephen Ridley, some cardinal sins for goal line running, not really sticking it up in there and kind of tending to bounce outside.
Boo.
Really getting under the skin of Bill O'Brien on one that was successful. He sort of had some penetration from Devin McCourty, stepped out of that tackle, bounced wide, was able to get to the pylon. Bill O'Brien basically said, great run, don't ever do it again. Next play, similar kind of thing, some penetration off of that right side, and Patrick Chung just completely swallowed him.
Yeah,
oh, that was the other
thing.
He was down.
It was almost like O'Brien said, I needed that.
Taking to the ground for the first time today that I've seen in
tackling.
The open field tackling drills along the goal line. This was the most physical in terms of that.
The more we're talking, the more you seem to be agreeing with Eric and I. There were more things going on today than normal.
I didn't think so.
We're not saying great things. Not at a particularly high level of play, just
there was
more
a
things
lot going
happening.
On. This wasn't.
You just said for the
special.
First time we had tackling.
Yeah. On a positive note,
my new
note,
favorite guy, Will Yeatman, who in the 15-yard breakoff tackle drill runs right at the guy.
And the art style of deking.
Let me tell you something. You give me 3 more months of rehab off my Achilles, I'll take that guy in a 40. That's the slowest, quote-unquote, skilled position guy in the NFL history.
Two-sport Division I athlete. He played lacrosse and football Division I level.
He is a big dude, but boy, is he slow.
But usually if you're big, they find out in college you don't play. The guy played at the Division I level in both sports. He scored a lot of goals, I believe, one of his years at Notre Dame as a lacrosse player.
He's got to be a terrific athlete. You know that.
I haven't seen it.
But you haven't seen any of that athleticism on the football field.
One player who's unquestionably athletic is Chad Ochocinco, and his ups and downs continued. Today was more of an up. Thought he caught
most of the passes
today that were thrown his way, as opposed to last night when he was dropping everything that was thrown his way. So take that for what it's worth. Afterwards, Tom Brady was asked about his relationship with Chad and how they're developing on the field, and kind of seems to be falling into
the company line that we've been spewing.
Yeah, that he's overthinking things and it's
adjusting to the
offense.
There's
a lot to adjust to. And
doesn't it make you feel nice to know you're a company guy?
Yeah, Grambo. And who else did you guys talk to? We had Stephen Gostkowski talked a little bit.
Sammy Morris, I spoke to for a little bit, and he actually mentioned the same thing he said to that Kevin Falk said to you guys maybe over the weekend, maybe Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Bill had talked to him a little bit before the lockout,
mm-hmm.
had an idea all along that he'd be back.
For camp or the season?
Back. I think he left that he'll be back.
Well, open-ended.
Kevin Falk said, he told him, I want you on my team
right.
in 2011.
Right.
I don't know.
I'll be surprised if they're both on the New England Patriots
there are
in 2011.
Currently,
I'd be stunned.
There are currently 8 running backs
barring
on the
injuries,
roster.
Barring injuries.
8 running backs for a total of maybe 5 spots.
5 slots,
on the roster. So something's got to go. Somebody's got to go. Who knows who it's going to be yet, but.
So he talked about that, and he talked about the young guys, you know, coming in and learning, you know, kind of cliche.
Any chance
stuff,
he just morphs into like a special teamer?
Morris?
Which is kind of what he was. But I mean, like, legitimately, he's Larry
pretty much,
where you say he doesn't count on the linebacker.
He's not
numbers.
A running back?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you get a year or two of him as just a pure special teams guy. Returner, cover guy, anything you need, he's there. Boom.
And we mentioned Gostkowski spoke a little bit. One observation we'd made either yesterday or the day before was that we hadn't been seeing him kicking as much as we normally would at this point, especially with another kicker being in camp. Obviously, that's probably more just to give him a little bit of time extra to recuperate from his surgery. But special teams coach Scott O'Brien spoke before practice to reporters and was sort of giving them a little bit of a different update on Gostkowski's condition. Is that accurate to say that he was not really kicking any differently than he has in the past?
Yeah, I mean, they both talked about reps. Gostkowski just said, yeah, they're probably on a little bit tighter of a count with me this year. But I thought the interesting thing that O'Brien said is he has kicked off on his own. He just hasn't done it in team practice yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that's some limitation, you know, or anything. He's not limited right now. He just hasn't done it in front of us.
And coupling on that, Gostkowski said that from a strength standpoint, he feels
he's
100%.
Fine, right.
It's the conditioning that he's probably not completely up to speed on yet.
Right, which is why we're seeing, Chris Keplin, I believe is how he pronounces it, from UMass.
No, that's not how he pronounced it, according to our UMass guy who
Copeland?
Went to school with him.
How do we say it? Copeland? Okay. Sounds a lot like the center, so it's confusing. But if it weren't for the injury, we probably wouldn't be seeing this Copeland kid in camp anyway. Any closing thoughts before we wrap this up for today?
Rob Gronkowski kicking ace again through the air on the ground.
best tight end this team has ever seen in the Tom Brady era, despite the fact that Tom Brady poo-pooed such discussion. He's going to be a Pro Bowler this year.
They
did tell him to step up as a leader. With Algie gone, those two young tight ends need to step up as leaders for this team.
Really, that's a huge year two jump in terms of maturity.
Especially for him.
He did make, the Patriots did make a roster move today. They added the defensive
Mark
end.
Mark Anderson. Number 95.
And, speaking of Gronkowski, absolutely manhandled him on a sweep early in practice. Complete pancake.
Who?
Gronkowski just crushed him.
Proving the scouting report that said the Anderson cannot play the run.
Correct.
Only a pass guy.
Based on the play
quite
I
frankly,
saw.
Frankly, hasn't been that good against the pass since
I would say
year.
That's accurate.
Okay, similar schedule on Saturday for day 9. Afternoon practice will be, we'll all be back, I believe, to wrap it up for you tomorrow. So join us then. Can't read notes, still amazing like a chick with a deep
throat. Try to want us since the very 10 heights broke. Now I'm neck deep in contracts. Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.